Recording in progress.
And good morning. Sefer Teferet Shlomo for Parshas Kisavai. I'd like to, if we may today, look at the areas, at least one of the areas where the Teferet Shlomo prepares us for the Yamim Na'araim. But before we go there, in Parshas Bikurim, which is how Parshas Kisavai starts, the Torah gives us all the instructions for Bikurim and then finishes with V'samachta, you shall rejoice, B'chal HaTov, with all the good, Asher Nasan Lecha Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem, your God, has given you, U'l'beisecha, and to your household, Ata, you, V'halevi, and the Levi, V'hager Asher B'kirbecha, and the Ager who is amongst you. But the Torah tells us that you should rejoice. You will rejoice with all the good, which simply could be like a blessing. That if you do the right thing, you will rejoice with all the good. But if you read it more literally, it's like the Torah is instructing you to rejoice in all the good that you have. So the Teferet Shlomo has a unique perspective on how we are to understand that. So he begins like this. Hanirali. Dehine hazohar HaKadosh, if you look in the Zohar, the Zohar refers to the mitzvahs and all the commandments of the Torah as itin. Itin is Aramaic for etzos, or counsels. The Zohar refers to the 613 mitzvahs as really good advice. Very similar to when your doctor advises you to stay away from a certain food, your doctor is advising you, not because the doctor has some interest in you eating more or less food, but because you need it in order for you to go. In the same way, the mitzvahs are counsel for us that we should be better. B'hu. And what does it mean? Ki amnam b'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah, it's true that in each and every mitzvah, yesh ba'etzos u'drachim, it contains within it counsels, ideas, and pathways, and how to reach the service of the Creator. Every single mitzvah, has a unique way of connecting you to Hashem. He doesn't get into this, but this is what he means. And every mitzvah has a different way of connecting you to Hashem, for a total of 613 different ways of connecting to Hashem. Of course, it's more than that, because he's saying that each and every mitzvah has individual parts, and those parts could have a different way of connecting you to Hashem. You know, think of a mitzvah like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. How many parts does that have? How many messages does that have? How many motivations does that have? So you can have within one mitzvah many such things. Umimenu, and from those mitzvahs, Yisayeya, it will help you, la'avas Hashem Yisbarach, to love Hashem, v'liyiraso, and to fear Hashem, kol hayamim, all the days. Now, what are examples of this? So he gives his own examples. K'mo sheyesh b'mitzvah tzitzis, someone who keeps the mitzvah of tzitzis, that has siyua, it has help, a skula, it's kind of like a skula where it says, if you will wear the tzitzis, the Torah tells us, v'lo yisasuru, achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, you will not stray after your hearts and after your eyes, kemavur b'pasik. Which means the Torah is telling you that if you wear tzitzis, it will protect you from heresy and immorality. Obviously, a person can still find a way to sin, but that the chas v'shalom, but the mitzvah provides support. And the stories in the Gemara of that happening. Or mitzvah tefillin. He uses tefillin as another example. It says by tefillin, if you wear tefillin, leman tia toras Hashem b'ficha, so that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. Okedoma, and things like that, b'shar mitzvahs, kemavur l'chol mevakshi Hashem, anyone who seeks out Hashem, anyone who wants to know this can know this, that every mitzvah that you do has a different kind of effect on you, in general, to make you a better person and a better Oved Hashem. So, based on this, mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah from the parsha, meaning mitzvahs bikurim, this one you all know, everyone knows this, what spiritual elevation this Bikurim lead you to. Yesh ba'inin limad, limad istapkus, the attribute of being happy with what you have. Right? The color, being istapkus means being satisfied with what Hashem has given you. So the everyone struggles with that. Every person struggles with that, being happy with what you have. So you have a mitzvah of Bikurim. And we can all understand how the mitzvah of Bikurim, everyone's heard the speech. And when you give away the first thing, it shows that it comes from Hashem, and you're happy with what you have. B'chal davar, liyas sameach b'chalko, k'mo shikasav, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Eza hu ashir, hasameach b'chalko, who is rich? The one who is happy with what they have been given. So how do I get there? You can't just be born feeling satisfied with what you have. You have to practice. So that's what he's saying. The mitzvah of Bikurim is where you practice being happy with what you already have. Now, he introduces a new idea here. V'hine yesh shnei bechinas v'hashafa haba lo la'adam. There's two kinds of influence that comes down into your life. You have things that are coming to influence you in your life, that are coming from a holy place, and are meant to lead you to good places. But you also have influences in your life that come from a bad place, that are trying to influence you for the bad. There are people who want you to do bad things out there in the world, and so they convince you that if only you will use their product, you will be happier. Right? And so they have to explain to you why you're unhappy without this product. Right? And so that influence is not coming from a good place. Right? And yet it affects me and brings things into my life. So now he's going to break it down. There's influence that comes into your life from the side of holiness, from a place of holiness. Meaning that you have shafa that comes down, health, and wealth, and all kinds of good things in life, but they come from Hashem, from a good place. They come either as a reward, or Hashem wants to give you opportunity to do mitzvahs. You know how you can tell it's coming from a good place? Hutamid bishlemus, because it comes with a certain level of completion. There's a wholesomeness about it. K'mo she'anu omrim bebirchas amazon, as we say in our benching, Hashem, please don't make me need to receive from all these terrible influences. Rather, kim liyadcha hamaleya, Hashem, bestow upon us from your hand, right, upon the Jewish people. We shouldn't be receiving from foreign nations giving us help. That's not how it should be. It should be that the Jewish people receive directly from Hashem, and we say kim liyadcha, we want Hashem from your hand, hamaleya, that's full, hapsucha, that's open, hakdosha, that's holy, v'harachava, and expansive. Hashem's goodness, with the metaphorical yadcha hamaleh, Hashem's hand, that all comes with good things. Yes?
Don't we say that Hashem works through others to bring us what we need? So to say, don't give us through foreign people, it's like with the business of the guy parking the car and can't find a space, and somebody pulls up. Hashem made that happen for you, just like he's making happen for you that other nations are going to bring you the wealth that Hashem wants to give you.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but the difference would be like this. In cases where you're supposed to get something, and so Hashem sends a good person to give it to you. That person will give it to you with wholesomeness. That person will give it to you with happiness. A friend gives you a gift. So that's Hashem giving to you through this person, but that person is representing the way that Hashem wants to be given. Yad Chamleya, Psucha, Gdosha, V'Archava, is when someone gives you willingly, as a sign of friendship, and that comes with goodness, and that's probably going to come from a holy place. But when a group of some nation is giving money to Jews with strings attached, with all kinds of, that means that it's coming to the Jewish people, but it's coming through a bad place. And this would be same thing would be true in your life. If someone would give you a gift and would give it to you with a sad face and an insult, so that wouldn't come, it wouldn't have that same holiness.
Isn't it like the Christians who are very supportive of Israel,
and they give a lot of money towards Israel. It's also coming from not like necessarily.
Yes, that's actually a very difficult subject, that issue of when Jews receive tzedakah from the nations of the world, you know, how exactly we perceive that. But generally, we see that as, you know, if Hashem wanted, they would give it through more willing participants, right? And so not getting into specifics, but the point he's saying is that when you receive Hashem's brachos, they come in a positive way. The experience is a positive experience. You don't have to beg, you don't have to fight, you don't have to cheat, you don't have to steal for it. When your influence comes from a holy place, umaleya, and from a full place, losechsar kolba, what happens is the blessing itself, meaning what you receive from Hashem, also contains within it a completion. It's all there. There's a malei berchas Hashem, masbia l'chol chai ratzon. Hashem satisfied. There's a satisfaction that comes from receiving from a place of kedusha, and it doesn't make you feel bad. Ki kishaba mi'akedusha, because when it comes from a holy place, hinei nizba haratzon. Part of what holiness brings with you is satisfaction. So your desires are fulfilled. You don't feel like you're missing anymore. And that's what we say in our benching. Ubetuvo hagadol, Hashem's great goodness. Tamid, always. Loi chasar lanu, we're not lacking. Va'al yachsar lanu, and we will never be lacking. Why? Kishabah mituvo hagadol, because when we receive from Hashem's goodness, when we are receiving because we are entitled within the system of reward and punishment, and no one's truly entitled, but Hashem created a system whereby we can earn, and so ein chaser klum, we don't feel like we're missing, and those are the people who are happy in life. That's why the Nusach Sfard includes in that verse ka'amur, as we say, that means that's a verse proving that al yachsar lanu, we won't even feel a lacking when we receive from Hashem. And that's why we finish our benching before we go to the Arachmans. But the closing of the fourth bracha is V'chol tuv le'alam al yechasreinu. We will never be lacking of all good, because when you're receiving from Hashem, you don't feel like there's a shortage. You don't feel like you've been shorted. You feel like you have everything you need. K'sheba mibichinas kol tuv. When it comes from kol tov, all good things. Now, kol tov is, of course, a Kabbalistic term also for unifications between the upper realms and the lower realms. Yichud shal mala, that's a unification of above. Niakol male belishum chasarin, it comes, but it doesn't come with, there's no lacking. There's no person coming after you, there's no negative effects, there's no negative influences, and it doesn't cause you to do bad things either. Lehapach, but the other way around. B'hashpa misitra achra. If someone's doing bad things and they're successful because they're receiving spiritual influence from the other side, nikras tzemeya, it's called thirst. Kimisha yeshlo mana, because someone who has 100, wrote some asayim, wants 200. And if you have 200, how much do you want? 400, not 300. Right? When the moment that a person receives from the Sitra Achra, and they receive their first million, what do they want next?
Another.
Second million. And when they receive their 100 million, immediately they go, look how far I am from my second 100 million. That's all it is. The moment. Because right? When they have 99 million, they got to get to the 100 million, and you would think they would be done. But no, they realize they have nothing. All I have is one of those 100 millions. I need at least two of the 100 millions. And when they have two, they want four. He's saying it's because there's an emptiness in what they're receiving, almost like spiritual influence from a negative side, and physical influence from a negative side, is like for you, like drinking ocean water because you're thirsty. That's all it does, is make you more thirsty. When a person receives from there, it just makes you feel emptier. Ki kol ma sheyesh lo, lo yochel amalas davaso, you can't fill your desires. Ki kol ma sheyesh lo, mevakesh od yosek, because whatever you have, you want more, you need more. And that's a problem for all of us, for every person. Because in some area or another, we're all feeling dissatisfied. And so that's why Hashem gave us this counsel, the mitzvah of bringing bikurim. And when you bring bikurim, it brings back that completion, that sense of wholeness. And that's why the pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chal atov," you will rejoice with all the good. Means you will rejoice with all the good when you bring bikurim. This mitzvah will transform everything that you own to turn it into seeing that it comes from Hashem and that it comes from a good place, and Hashem gives you everything you need and you should be satisfied with whatever you have.
It's interesting that you get it right from the beginning. So he's going to have a harvest. He's going to have, you know, 1,000 bushels or whatever. He's getting it right from the beginning. So I would imagine you'd be thankful when you have all of it. You say, thanks, Hashem. Here, he really has hardly anything.
Let's be clear about that. He's bringing the one that grew first. But by now, more has grown. Right? So, but back to your point still remains. The fact that he's bringing the first is meant to adjust his perspective before everything else comes. Right. As soon as he marks that, he goes, Hashem gave me this. The moment that you recognize that Hashem gave you this, now every other fig that comes out is also Hashem gave it to me. It's like you're transforming everything you have into everything you need. Very good. Okay, now so far, even though the Tefer Shlomo has his own way of saying things, this is pretty standard into what you've been taught about the concept of mitzvah of bikurim, that it's a sense of satisfaction with what you have in life. But here, the next part is going to be a little harder for some of us. So he says, V'nekeinu b'nyanei tzarchei olam hazeh. That's true of matters of this world. Hashlemus, the sense of feeling completion, umidas ha'yistapkus, and the sense of feeling satisfied with what you have in the physical realm. But what about in the spiritual? So he says, v'cheinu gam kein binyanei avdus Hashem yizbarach baruch hu. When it comes to your service of Hashem, you also need b'chinas hashlemus, a sense of completion, for his stapkus, and a sense of being satisfied. Now, this is not usually taught this way. He's going to explain himself. But usually, we don't suggest that you should feel a sense of satisfaction in your spiritual undertakings. Right? So we have to hear him very carefully here. Hainu, you know what he means? She is stapeka adam, a person has to feel a sense of satisfaction. But mashachanan lo elokim, with what Hashem has graced you with, b'chachma bina v'da'as, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, v'yira and fear, lehistakel ba'atzmo tamid, to look at himself always, ulefakeach hakol derachav, and to look into his ways. Let me explain this outside first, and I'll look at it more closely. When a person, before a person was born, they brought you to Hashem, and Hashem, right, whatever the process is, and three things are decided for you. Ashir or ani, rich or poor, gibor or chalash, healthy or weak, and chacham or tipesh, intelligent or lack thereof. You were graced with your engines having a certain level of horsepower. And you can work with your brain. And you can, most people don't you know, use it as much as they could. But A person has to recognize that Hashem gave you a specific level of intelligence that is meant for you to accomplish your purpose in this world. And you have to feel satisfied with what you've been graced with. In terms of, and he doesn't say this, but the point he's making applies everywhere. If you received a certain kind of family, so some people are dissatisfied with the family Hashem put them in. So that's failing in your midas hidistapkos. Everything that a person, and sometimes a person gives, Hashem blesses a certain person to, that they're zocha, you know, to have a big family that they create on their own. And sometimes Hashem doesn't give everyone the same zochus to create the same kind of family. And people are upset, and we get it. Everyone wants to be able to. But to a certain extent, we have to have a midas haistavkos, a sense of satisfaction with what Hashem has graced us with, also with things that are spiritual. Velo yisamre b'levavo, so a person shouldn't tell himself in his own heart, lemor, lalos b'malos agedolim, that I want to be also like the great leaders. Why should they have all this knowledge of Torah and such brilliant wisdom and understanding, and here I am, little old me, barely able to understand a few lines? So I'm dissatisfied because of it. In Ki ra'o yira re'ehu, and even if you see your friends, your best friends, gadol mimenu, is so much greater than you, b'hasagaso, in his understanding, b'tzidkaso, in his righteousness. A person says, look at this, this person has been given a life where he doesn't have these kinds of stresses and difficulties. We like to tell ourselves other people don't have stress, right? So he doesn't have all this challenge. And look at him, he's got these people in his life who can help him, he's got this, I don't have that. So a person shouldn't say that. You were given in your life exactly what you need. If you weren't graced with the wisdom, if you weren't graced with the protectia, if you weren't graced with these things, you have to accept with the life that you were given. Now, at this point, he has to forewarn, because you'll never hear a rabbi say that you should be satisfied with your spiritual things. Oh, you know what? I've kept enough Shabbos in my life. No one's going to say that. So he says, "Im, even though ki mechuyev ha'adam lomar, a person is supposed to say, masai yagiu ma'asai lema'asai avosai. A person is supposed to say, when will I reach the level of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? I mean, that's how far the Mefarshim take that line. Yeah, you have to steig, right? You have to climb. You have to seek to go as high as you can, which means you should never be satisfied with where you are. So what am I saying?" So he says, listen. You're supposed to strive as high as you can go. What I'm talking about here, that the Tiferes Shlomo is talking about, is when you get to where you get to, don't be dissatisfied. If you try, you do your best, then you can't reach that level. You can't reach that spiritual level. You can't reach that level of holiness. You have a person who you see that this person never say the wrong word, and they're always learning and davening, and you wish, like, how come he has all this patience to daven and learn and I don't? Don't think that way. Al yaharer achrav chalila. Don't question Hashem blessing you with only some things and not others. And then he forewarns something, which it's amazing that we have to forewarn such a thing. But unfortunately, human nature is such that if I see somebody outpacing me and I don't like it, I start disliking that person. And I start thinking things about it. Oh, you know why he's so successful? It's because he's got connections, right? The reason why this person is so successful in their spiritual things is because they have this or they have that, and they have, you know, whatever they are, right? Whatever those gifts or circumstances or that they were gifted with. And so we start disliking the person and talking negatively. And if you've ever heard chas v'shalom, someone talking negatively about someone who's a great person, you can hear that all they're saying when they're saying, oh, that person, you think he's so righteous, he's this, he's this, he's that, all you should be hearing is, I'm jealous, I'm jealous, I'm jealous, I'm jealous, I'm jealous. Because that's what it is. The person's jealous, and it's hard. Jealousy is difficult. It's hard to cope, especially when it's a spiritual jealousy, which reaches deeper into our neshama. Right, so a person becomes jealous. So we have to learn. We have to learn to overcome this. So v'chas v'shalom, al yikane lirdof achrav chalila. Don't be jealous of this person and pursue them and do bad things to them, which sometimes is what we're led to do. Achiyalo madrigaso lishlemus ito, the spiritual place that you were given to be, let that be whole for you. V'yodel Hashem, and give thanks to Hashem. V'yismach b'chalko, and give rejoice in your portion. K'sh'omer b'chal yom, when you say the bracha, shelo asani ovid kochavim, should be goy, but they change it by the censors. You say, Hashem, you didn't make me a Gentile. That's a bracha that you make every day. You know what the chances are? If it was just random, Jews are still 0.03%. So what are the chances of you being born a Jew and being born in a place where people study Torah and the place where people keep mitzvahs? There's few relative to the population of the world. Shlosani Aves, Shlosani Isha, whatever you were given. And this is why, when we bring the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is all about feeling satisfied with who and what you are, it starts with Arami Oved Avi, the Aramean, Lavan Arami, pursued my father Yaakov. V'chein b'hagada, when we on Pesach night also, Maschil B'gnos, you have to start with the disgrace. And then Messiah b'shivach, and then you get into praise afterwards. And how do we start with disgrace? We start mitchila, in the beginning of the avodah zarah. Hayu aviseinu, our forefathers, they were idol worshippers. Va'achshav, and now karvanu amakom lavadaso, Hashem has brought us close to His service. Shezem morelanu, this reminds us litein todel Hashem, to give thanks to Hashem. Al chelka Yisrael yasher bo, just the fact that you are a Yid, and you get to be Mekayim Torah and Mitzvahs, you're already the luckiest person in the universe. Everything else is extra.
You even have awareness that you're a Jew.
The awareness, right, because you can be a Jew and not be raised in a place where they'll teach you what to do with
Jewish.
It. Or not even know that you're Jewish, right?
When you say, when it says like me, I was my Jew. When I say that bracha, I feel with honor, because even though I was, I'm there. And
right.
I say, this is there as well.
Right, but your neshama was always the neshama of a Jew, right? So.
But you know that sages say that when we're gonna say that, we're gonna say amen. We have to say, this is there as well. So even now. Now the question is for me.
Yeah,
but it's all when it say he didn't make Isha. So we have the honor that.
Right, well, women make a different bracha because of that reason. But that's, again, the same idea. Sha'asani kirtzono, this blessing is saying, Hashem, whatever you've done for me is what's best for me. Right. Yes?
Didn't you learn that everybody has different potential? Some of them are like predetermined for this world. Not everybody's going to be Rosh Hashiva, not everybody's going to be Chafetz Chaim. No, we just pray for the
Right, so Rosh Hashiva, yes, meaning not everyone is going to be a Rosh Hashiva, because if everyone's a Rosh Hashiva, who's the student, right? But in terms of, like, you see the Chafetz Chaim, we're saying every person could be the biggest tzaddik in the world, right? The Rambam writes that every person could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't be a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu, but you could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. But unfortunately, the Rambam writes every person could also be a Rasha like Yeravam. So, but you have the potential in terms of your righteousness. But what your righteousness means within what you were given, You could be the biggest tzaddik in the world without being the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world if that's not what was what you were directed towards. But not righteousness. Not righteousness. That is not determined. Right. You can be the biggest tzaddik in the world. Any one of you, any person could be the biggest tzaddik in the world. That is not predetermined, but the tools that you will need to become that biggest tzaddik, that's predetermined.
Right? What the Novi said, "Ba'ameh kulam tzaddik netzer matua." We just said that. Shabbos. Does that mean that everyone has?
Right, but you know the Mishnah says, "Kol Yisrael yeshlam chel gadam haba." Every Jew has a portion in the world to come. So that's part of it. But you know, there's a lot of songs about that, but no one sings the second half of the Mishnah, that these are the people who don't have a portion in the world to come. I'm in Tchias Amesim and Atari, the old, right? So Asher Zachal is Kar Lavedasa Yisbar Shmo. So the fact that you're so close to Hashem, you know the mitzvahs, you're a Torah observant Yid, you should be so satisfied with that. Valavai Yashnad Chalko, and Halavai, if only we would complete what we were given to do. Right? You're worried about why am I not made into this, all these other... We should all wish that we complete what we're meant to complete. What's appropriate for you? Okay, going back to the beginning. So if you remember, the Parsha of Bikurim gives us all the instructions. And then it finished with V'samachta b'chalatov, you will rejoice with all the good. Which we said is phrased in the Torah like it's an instruction. And you should rejoice with all the good, which is difficult, right? But now we understand it. Bezeh Pirush, that's what it means, the samachta. You're supposed to be happy. B'chalatov sheyia lecha simcha. You have to have joy. Umidas is tafkus. Ki ilu hoya lecha kol hatov b'shlemus ba'olam hazeh. Meaning, b'samachta, you should rejoice. B'chalatov, because you have all the good. Everything that you need, Hashem gave to you in order for you to complete your portion in this world. And so, b'samachta b'chalatov is an instruction. If you're not happy with what Hashem gave you, then you're missing what you're supposed to have learned from the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim says, Hashem made one person a farmer, and he's going to fix the world the way he's going to fix it. The other person is a jeweler, next person is a doctor, every person, and that person is a Rosh Yeshiva. Each person has their role in this world, and you have to be happy with the role that Hashem gave you. It's like, let's see what he says, V'atam, the reason is, if you keep reading the pasuk, V'samachta b'chalatov, why? Because Asher Nasan Lecha Hashem Elokecha comes from Hashem. And you could see, because there are very wealthy people, who are not satisfied with their wealth. And he's saying it's because their influence is not coming from Hashem. It's coming from a different place, from a different source. When it comes from Hashem, it comes with a sense of satisfaction. And so he's saying that the same is true for your spiritual things, that you have to have a sense of satisfaction in order to make that what you're receiving, that the ideas that you get and all these things, in order for them to be min hashamayim, divine influence, you have to have that sense of being satisfied with the way you were made.
What about people who are not from? Are they what Hashem wants them to be?
Well, none of us are all that Hashem wants us to be. Otherwise, we would be the most righteous people in the world, right? So we're all missing. Some people are missing more.
But does Hashem consider those people, are they doing Hashem's will?
Okay, so people who are not religious and don't know about Torah mitzvahs, and yet they'll do acts of kindness, so that's the spark of their neshama doing things, they get rewarded. But what their calculations are in Shamayim is beyond me, right? That's Hashem, because we don't know how many opportunities the person had to learn. We don't know how many times Hashem sent them messengers and things like that, and what they went through in life, which influenced them one way or the other. You know, but Hashem has an individualized relationship with every human being.
So what about that category of people who were from, but then are not from?
Yeah, there's people who do bad things. We're not here to make Hashem's calculations for him. Right? That's up to Hashem to make those calculations. But if they're dissatisfied, they're not doing their job, right? That's what we're saying.
This idea of serving Hashem with simcha and doing it seems very critical. And I'll tell you why. The end of the Torah says, why did all these terrible things happen to you? It says, Laman, Hashem, Oilat, Hashem, the simcha, Tuba.
You know. Right, and there it also says Merov Kol, right? Right, Hashem gave you everything, and you couldn't rejoice in it, and that's what happens. If you're feeling dissatisfied, then things go bad.
One of the things that, if I remember correctly, one of the
One second. Please go on.
One of the Baruchai of the Brit Mila, we say we pray Hashem that this baby, new baby, reaches its highest potential.
Right. Parents, when they raise their children, should see it that way. Exactly what you're describing is that they need to raise their child to reach that child's greatest potential. That's what you're looking for. And sometimes we suffer because we've institutionalized education, and so it becomes a little bit cookie cutter. You know, make all the kids fit into the same box and the same assembly line. But certainly at home, the parents have the opportunity to try to bring out the individual elements of each child and point out to every person and every child, and our schools should do this too, right? And they do. Point out to each child their unique gifts and their talents and the way that they can contribute to themselves and to the Jewish people in Avodas Hashem. We have to have that sense of being satisfied and not make the kids who aren't as smart as the other kids feel bad, because we're supposed to make the kids who aren't as smart as those kids be satisfied with what they were given. And if they weren't given the same level of intelligence and they have to work harder and they have to study and the other kids, they were given something else. Because every person is blessed with unique gifts and talents that were meant for them to use in their growing, in their Avodas Hashem. Yes, please.
Yes. I want to bring out the Radu Bitskei Hayam. Does happiness with what you have exclude incentives? Because when it says Uridu Bigay Hayam, we are supposed to work very hard for progress. So when we say, does this exclude incentives, this pasuk?
Yeah, I don't know about that specific pasuk, but going back to what he's saying to answer your question, he addressed that. He said, aren't we supposed to always strive for the highest? He asked that question. And he said, yes, you're supposed to strive for the highest, but you have to be satisfied with where you get to. That's really what his emphasis is. You're supposed to strive for the highest possible based on your life. You know, not everyone was given a life where they get to learn Torah 18 hours a day. So you have to be satisfied with only being able to learn 16 hours a day. Thank you. But Tam, and the reason is, Hashanasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha, balcha ma'akedusha mi'Hashem u'mishafa al-yona, the holiness comes from Hashem, and from the spiritual flow from above. Kein b'inyanei ha'avdus, and the same is true in terms of our avodas Hashem, our spiritual service, v'samachta, you should be happy. You should be happy with what you were given. Ki hu Hashanasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha, it's what Hashem gave to you. Ein laharer achrav klal, there is no place to question why Hashem gave you the life that He gave you. And now, we're not talking about here about troubles and all those kinds of things, that's a whole separate discussion, but specifically, what you were given to use in life, Hashem custom built that for you, it's exactly what you need, and whatever Hashem has given you, you should have be sameach b'chalko, in the gashmias, but also in the sense of ruchnias, for the tools that you were given. And that's the segula. That's the special effect that comes upon us when we perform the mitzvah of Bikurim and we make these pronouncements. That's the first thought. The second thought that we're going to share today is not from his commentary on Parshas Kisavo, but on his commentary on his Torahs for Shabbos Shuvah. But in Shabbos Shuvah, he has one place where he explains this pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. So even though that's a little bit further ahead of us, But it's a very deep understanding of the first pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. So I want to start off by saying, we may not be yet up to Shabbos Shuvah, but all of us are doing Teshuvah a little bit by now, right? It's deep enough into Elul. And so this is a very Kabbalistic Torah that we're about to learn in terms of the interpretation of the pasuk. But the idea is an idea that all of us need to understand, each one on our own level, but it's an idea that applies to everyone. So, this is in Shabbos Shuvah, for those who are following, which would be a different volume. It says in the pasuk, V'haya, it will be, Ki savo al ha'aretz, you will come to the land. The Torah doesn't just say, like, you will come to the land, like it says with many mitzvahs. But the Torah adds, Asher Hashem elekach hanosin lecha nachla, which Hashem has given you as a heritage, V'yirishta, you will inherit it. V'yashavta ba, and you will settle in it. Then, v'lakachta mireishis kol pri ha'adama, then you will bring the fruits. Which Rashi quotes, and he quotes the Rashi here too. Pirush Rashi, Magid, we learn from here, shlo nischaivu bebikurim, that the Jewish people did not have the mitzvah to bring bikurim, ad shekavshu es ha'aretz v'chilkuha, until they conquered the land, and they divided the land. Other mitzvahs start right away. But the mitzvah of Bikurim doesn't start. It took 14 years for the Jewish people to conquer and divide the land. So for all those years, no one was obligated to bring Bikurim, even though they were living in Eretz Yisrael and planting their fields. Harnir Lila Rami is bazeh. So I want to explain that this pasuk is giving us a new way, al inyan ha-teshuva, a new perspective on the concept of teshuva. Kasha Amnam Kain, because again, this is a very deep Torah, so bear with me here, but it's important. Ha'adam arotza lashuv el Hashem. A person who wants to do teshuvah. So we sometimes forget the most important part of teshuvah. Say the most important part. Every part of teshuvah is the most important part. But this is the most important part in the sense you can't get started until you stop doing averus. So you stop sinning. Right? You have to stop doing the bad things, otherwise you're not doing teshuvah. Yeah, we could stop right here. Right, that's the whole part. Sarich techila aziva mimasa v'rishonim. You have to first stop doing those bad things that you were doing. Ulavatel mikol v'kol taivas agufnias, and to nullify your physical desires. And from the next line, you can already see where he's going. V'ha'artzius. And your earthliness. Let me say this outside, then we'll read it inside. What the Tiferet Shlomo is going to encourage us is a new kind of teshuvah, which is where we start outgrowing our averus. We have sins. You have sins that you were doing as a child. Maybe teasing the person sitting next to you. You become an adult, hopefully. Not all adults, but most adults, outgrow randomly teasing people for their coping satisfaction. Children do that. But adults, they don't just stop doing it, they outgrow it. Because it's childish. So every person has struggles in their life, and you know, when we talk about tshuva, fixing all of your averas in the next week and a half, that's a lot. So whether we're talking in general about teshuva in general, or referring to one specific thing that you'd like to work on this year, either way, part of doing teshuva is not just to stop doing it because of self-control, but to stop doing it because it's beneath you to do such things. So I mean to outgrow some of our averas. It'd be nice to outgrow all of our averas, but some averas are very hard to outgrow. Like, for example, the desire for honor. It is very difficult to outgrow the desire of honor, as I heard from Simcha Bunim of Pershischa, who said that it's a lot easier to hear an insult and be unaffected than it is to hear a compliment and be unaffected. Interesting thought, right? Right. So haughtiness, pride, honor, those are things that are hard to outgrow. Those are midos, that's a big thing. But specific actions, mitzvahs, some of them are easier, outgrow that. People who they want the rabbi's speech to be shorter. Right? I've heard this in on Shabbos. They want the rabbi. Why? Why? Right? So it's because, well, I have to wait to get to the Kiddush. Right? That's typically what it's the chalant that's already wafting from the right. So you have to outgrow that at some point. Not just say nope. I'm bigger. I want to hear words of wisdom, assuming they're words of wisdom, right? So I want to hear these words of wisdom more than I want the chalant. The chalant and Shabbos is holiness, of course. I want the chalant. You can want that too. Right? Every spoonful of chalant is emunas chachamim, the holy tzaddikim tell us. But words of Torah are also holy. Right? So the point I'm saying is that part of teshuva that he's trying to introduce to us is not just control yourself, be better, grow up, get better, become a better person. In other words, the things that you yourself don't want to be doing, work on yourself and outgrow them. Let's see how he says it inside. But yeah, but even the permanence, it should be because you're bigger than it. And that's what he's going to say. Eretz, land, which is going to be your field, is your artzius, your earthliness. The parts of you that want silly things, the parts of you that want to waste time, the parts of you that want to do things that are the equivalent of wasting time. A lot of people tell me that they feel like they waste a lot of time in their life on silly things. I won't say what those silly things are because they're silly. But people waste a lot of time on those things. So you can outgrow that. A person can outgrow that. So he says, levata mikavoko, you have to nullify taibis gufnias, these bodily desires, v'ha'artzias, and your landliness. V'lichvosh osam, and to conquer them, liosliba v'rishusa, so that your heart is in your control. Lashuv al Hashem, then you can return to Hashem. V'val yeketovel v'sharis biyadu chalila. Otherwise, as the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, that it's like going to the mikvah while you're holding a rat, a dead rat. So you go into the mikveh, you come out, it's still tameh. Yeah, you have to put the rat down. So you can't go down into Rosh Hashanah and Kippur holding your averas, even if you're on break from averas. That's not enough. You can't go down there and then come up expecting to be tor. That's why our sages say, and this is very deep. He's gonna that's just sort of the first layer. But in Ken Amr Chazal, our sages tell us ki atshuva kadma la'olam. The tshuva preceded the world, creation. It's one of the things that preceded creation. Why? About tshuva, because the world that you're in, you can't do tshuva in. The earthliness that you're living your life in, you can't do tshuva in that life. If your life is about, I don't know, followers, is that still a thing? People have followers, right? So if your life is about who's seeing what you ate for breakfast today, so you have to. It's not enough to stop doing that. You have to leave that whole realm. Because the truth is, once a person's filled with sin, they were better off not being born. Our sages tell that. It would have been better for a person not to be born. But now that you are born, and the reason is, as the Maharsha writes, you're more likely to mess up than you are to succeed. So your chances, your odds, you would have been better off not coming into the world. But now you're in the world, you're already in. So be one of the winners, not one of the... And then you can return to Hashem. Shekadma labrias olam kanal. He says, when you do tshuva, when you outgrow yourself, you ascend and transcend your world. And that's what it means. Vayikisavu ala aretz, you will come to the land. Now, Vahaya, whenever you see the word Vahaya, Lashon Simcha always means joy. Vayihi, watch out, something bad's about to happen. But Vahaya, something good's about to happen. The Ikra Simcha, when is the great joy? Kashetavu Lamal Azu, when you reach this level. Batiska Lashuv El Hashem Be'emes, and you return to Hashem with joy. La'alos Besoda Teres Tiferes La'musei Batem, Shubichinas Vavhei Koidim L'Yudhei, Shubichinas Vahaya. That's a Kabbalistic term. I'm just going to translate and explain quickly, but back to our point, is that the word Vahaya is Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, but Vavhe followed by the Yudhe. Because the influence that comes down from Hashem passes through the realms from one realm to the next realm until it reaches us, and those realms are represented by four, Yudke, Vavke, Atilus, Bria, Yitzir, Asiya, the four realms of creation, but that's the influence that's coming down to us. When we are generating so much Torah mitzvahs that we become the catalysts for all the good that comes into the world, then, so to speak, the lower world, our world, is giving up, and that's what causes, is sending up, so then the Vavhei comes before the Yudhei. And that's Ateris Tiferes Lamus Ebaten, that's the crown of Tiferes for those who Hashem carried and protected from when we were still in the womb, meaning that we, the little ones, have become the big ones, and we're now the sun shining and reflecting that light. So when you come to the land, that was all Kabbalistic, just move on with me. When you will come to the land, and you will inherit it, you will dwell in it. But Saloma, that means you will enter into your issues. Your eretz is your issues. And you will conquer it. You can conquer your land. You can conquer your physicality. The land will be conquered before you. Then you can repent. Because when you conquer your physicality, then you can have real teshuvah. Now, not taking away from, like we said before, you're taking a break from averus. That's also a tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that every tshuva counts. If a person would within an avera, while he's doing an avera, he's about to rob a bank, and he's going to take $1 billion from the bank. $1 million from the bank. The banks have $1 billion. But I'm going to take $1 million from the bank, and then I go, you know what? I feel bad. I'm only going to take 900,000. That's also tshuva. Right? If a person says Lashon Hara but leaves out that part that would be even worse, that's a little bit of tshuva too. Could be better, but everything. But he's saying for tshuva ilah, for this high level of tshuva, you got to win the fight. You have to overcome it, and you should all be proud. Every person should be, because you've done this. There are things that you used to do that you don't do anymore, and in those areas, you have conquered your country, that land. Now, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, we didn't conquer all the land we were supposed to conquer. We should have, but we didn't. So just like us, we haven't conquered all the area we still need to conquer. But you know, you've conquered. V'zevi yashavtabal, you will dwell in it. But he's saying bah, behei, shumayim nukvin lamalchus, representing the letter hey, which is the feminine waters that we're sending up into the realm of being able to receive. Again, Kabbalistic terms. V'az achakach, then lekachta mireishis kopri adama. Then, when you've conquered it, now you can start collecting fruit. Now, all your mitzvahs are real, real mitzvahs, because they're not coming with all those yetzaharas involved. In other words, now you can start. And because the first fruit is really the thought and the will Hashem had, akudemas al briyas olam, that preceded the world. Bechesed, which was with kindness, va'yichud besod ateres tiferes kanal, and this unification that occurs, which is the crown associated with tiferes and tiferes amalchus. Again, the kamoshi haya, as it was then, ken yel asid lavo, so too will be in the future. We're going to have the same kind of redemption. Kamoshi am, as we say, hein go'alti aschem, I redeemed you, achris kereishes, the last time like the first time. Balzer ramas Rashi, so that's what Rashi is trying to teach you. You can't bring bikurim until you conquer and divide the land. Bikurim is b'chor hu amachshava, meaning your starting, your beginning, your entry into your avdus Hashem. You couldn't bring down all these positive influences, all the kindnesses into the world. Ad b'chinas yichud ha'elyon, to create this connection and flow from above, shubichinas reishis, which is this concept of reishis, again, achikavshu v'chalki ha'artius, until you conquer, and you divide up, and figure out how you want to live a higher level of being. Us then, v'lakachta mereishis, then you could take the beginning, v'hamshech kalashpaz tovas l'olam amein sela. There's a lot of Torah there, but to sum that up in just two words, the way we've been saying, what he's saying is, you have issues, and they are your earthliness. And if we could tie this back to the other Torah in Parshas Kisavo, it's the way that you were made. You are made a certain way, and your job is to conquer that, to transform that, to become a more spiritual being, to let go of some of those childish things that are dragging us down, and to transcend that, and then we can begin to start doing our Avodas Hashem in those areas with a greater level of understanding, and with a greater level of, and again, bringing it back to the previous point, but with a greater level of satisfaction. To be happy with who you are and the way that you are and everything in your life that you were given physically, emotionally, spiritually, to be satisfied with all that. And instead of to complain about what you have, to try to transform all that physicality into something more meaningful. And that's the process of tshuva, of entering into the land. May we merit that if these mitzvahs appear here at this time of the year, we're supposed to learn from it. The sense of recognizing who you are, appreciating who you are. Yeah, that's maybe a better way to say it. You have to appreciate how special you are. Hashem custom built you. Right? It's not some Hashem. Ain't Sayar, Kelokeinu is what the Gemara says. There's no greater artist than Hashem, and Hashem made you. But He made you in a way of potential. What you become, that's up to you. May all of us be zocha that as we go into these Yamim Noraim, we should truly merit to complete who we are and what we are meant to be in the greatest way, and we should be zocha to a ksiv v'chasim etav.
Amen.
Rabbi,
is
there class next week?
Be'ezrat Hashem. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shabbat Tov. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Recording stopped.